हेल्थ रिसर्चर्स माइग्रेंट और रिफ्यूजी लोगों के साथ ऑस्ट्रेलिया के इंडिजीनियस समुदाय के बीच एडल्ट वैक्सीनेशन की जरूरत पर ध्यान देने की बात कर रहे हैं। एक रिपोर्ट के अनुसार करीब 3.8 मिलियन एडल्ट नागरिक हर साल मुफ्त लगाई जाने वाली वैक्सीनेशन से दूर रहते हैं, जिससे पूरे समाज में इन्फेक्शन के खतरे बढ़ जाते हैं। 74 वर्षीय कोंडोन को पिछले साल जून में साधारण फ्लू हो गया था, लेकिन वे महीनों तक इसके प्रभाव के कारण न्यूमोनिया से लड़ते रहे। करीब 6 महीने तक वे खांसी, सांस में तकलीफ से परेशान रहे, जिसमें 5 हफ्ते अस्पताल में रहना भी शामिल है। लेकिन इस सब को शायद टाला जा सकता था यदि श्री कोंडोन ने वैक्सीनेशन पर ध्यान दिया होता।
I'm very paranoid about getting into hospital, particularly at 74, because my father died from MRSA just from going into hospital for an X-ray for a routine inspection after a fall, and he died from that infection picked up in hospital, and so I was paranoid about going into hospital. Fortunately, I escaped that, but it took me a long time to recover.
बीमारी की वजह से लंबे समय तक कोई खराब असर उनकी सेहत पर तो नहीं हुआ, लेकिन इन्फेक्शन की वजह से उन्हें शिंगल्स की मार भी झेलनी पड़ी।
It's one of those illnesses you just don't think is going to happen. When it does happen, the various levels of effect. Fortunately, mine was mild. My father's was very serious, and my girlfriend's has left an in, you know, a lasting effect on her. You just got to think, even though it's unlikely, it could be so serious that it could affect your eyesight. You'd go blind with shingles.
जहां ऑस्ट्रेलिया में बच्चों के वैक्सीनेशन की दर 90% है, वहीं हेल्थ रिसर्चर्स का मानना है कि 64 वर्ष से ज्यादा उम्र के सिर्फ 51% लोग फ्लू और न्यूमोकोकल का टीका लगवाते हैं, जिसकी वजह से जानकार किसी आउटब्रेक के डर से कांप जाते हैं। यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ न्यू साउथ वेल्स में इन्फेक्शन डिजीज एपिडेमोलॉजी की प्रोफेसर रेना मैकेंटायर कहती हैं कि कुछ इन्फेक्शन के कारण मृत्यु भी हो सकती है।
Every year there are outbreaks in hospitals, in nursing homes. You know, you see explosive, catastrophic outbreaks occurring in nursing homes of flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, whooping cough, other, you know, gastroenteritis, other. But flu is the one that's preventable by a vaccine that's available on the NIP, as well as pneumonia, which is often a complication of flu, you know, bacterial pneumonia. These outbreaks can be impacted by people being vaccinated.
Professor McIntyre ne Medical Journal of Australia mein publish ki ek report ko author ki hai, जिसपे इस बात की पड़ताल है कि आखिर 3.8 मिलियन ऑस्ट्रेलियन नागरिक मुफ्त मिलने वाले जीवन रक्षक टीकों को क्यों नहीं लगवाते।
An infant will just be brought in by their parent and vaccinated, whereas adults are mobile, they're working, they've got other commitments. That's one reason they're harder to vaccinate. The second is we have a childhood vaccination register, so it's easy for doctors to keep track of infant vaccination. But for adults, it's at this stage, GPs are not able to check a register for their patient's vaccination status. We have got a whole of life register now, which is a fantastic initiative by the government. It came in last year, but it doesn't yet capture older adults. It will do, though, and that'll make a big difference. The third reason is provider confidence in vaccines. So doctors and nurses are much more attuned towards infant vaccinations. They tend to be less enthusiastic and less convinced about adult vaccination. When you ask unvaccinated adults why they're not vaccinated, the most common reason in research is my doctor never told me. So the recommendation of a doctor is really important.
University of New South Wales में हाल ही में शुरू की गई वैक्सीन और इन्फेक्शन रिसर्च लैब का मकसद एडल्ट लोगों के बीच वैक्सीनेशन को बढ़ावा देना है। प्रोफेसर मैकेंटायर के साथ डॉक्टर होली सील्स भी काम करती हैं। उनके अनुसार जो लोग काफी यात्रा करते हैं वो और माइग्रेंट्स और रिफ्यूजी समुदाय तीनों ही हाई रिस्क ग्रुप में आते हैं.
Migrants, if they're traveling back to their country of origin, they're very under-immunized when it comes to travel-related vaccinations because of risk perceptions, either by themselves or even their primary care provider. They often think that they are not actually at risk of travel-related infections, or there actually might be financial issues with seeking pre-travel health care. Unfortunately, it often ends up with some of our common vaccine preventable diseases being brought back into the country because of people travelling to areas where these infections are still more prevalent than in Australia.
वे कहती हैं कि दफ्तरों, फैक्ट्रियों के साथ कम्युनिटी सेंटर्स में जाकर जागरूकता बढ़ानी होगी जिससे उन लोगों तक पहुंचा जा सके जो वैक्सीनेशन से छूट जाते हैं.
We know that if healthcare workers themselves get vaccinated, that they're more often going to promote vaccines to their patients. You know, seeing advertising mainstream, you know, I think that helps, and having those conversations with each other, I think is really important too, about trying to demystify about these vaccines and reassuring each other that it is actually important and extremely safe to get vaccinated.
दोनों ही रिसर्चर लोगों से खुद पहल कर वैक्सीनेशन कार्यक्रम में हिस्सा लेने की अपील करते हैं. वहीं केविन कॉन्डन, जो फैशन मॉडल और लैंग्वेज टीचर भी हैं, उनके लिए ये जीवन की गुणवत्ता का मामला है.
Go and get the vaccines because why risk your, you know, in a period of your life when your health can deteriorate? These will help prevent that. Or the risk of something happening that will impact the end of your life, I don't think it's worth it. I want to live for a long period of time and I want to live healthily. That's my take on it all.